Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary unity and community. You are listening now live and in archive to The Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, evolutionary, revolutionary, universal, and from a Pan-African Udu world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you could just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother Father Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin, the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, I share. Today is Monday, May 30th, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you, live and always in archive at your convenience and leisure, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Taya Mecca, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana. The land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritual Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, ritual, and minerals. So do join me here, live, now, under my new schedule, my new premium daily broadcast. Each and every day at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Know that I am with you and for you in any and all endeavors. And always a day of blessing. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And please do recognize the many qualified spiritualists, ministers, practitioners, astrologers, numerologists who can be located in my various working temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And there you will find my House of the Divine Prince King group. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationship, divine manifestation, divine revelation, and guiding voices of divination. And do continue to support the powerful voices which can be located 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, via my King's Chamber and Queen's Chamber, respectively, in my website. In the Queen's Chamber, you will find featured many of my godmothers, elders, queens, role models, and mentors, Divine Bon Terre of Atlanta, Georgia. Dr. Joy of Unlimited Joy here locally in New Orleans, Louisiana. And always see what one Orisha can do. Send a real priestess of love, money, and life situations out of Newark, New Jersey area. You will also find the up-and-coming, powerful goddess, mother of Orisha, super queen, via the Queen's Chamber of my website. She is the solution. Do take the time to tap and utilize her years of spirit-filled experience conjoined with her birthright as a professional healer. Allow her to assist you in any endeavor via the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find the Goddess Queen UK of Goddess Palace, Universal Opulence, Keeping Excellence Sacred, guiding you back to you in a multitude of ways. And you can find her 24 hours a day via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find Aminti Anuket Astrology and her Temple Radio Show. Aminti Anuket is an old soul that has come here to return the consciousness of spiritual beings throughout the universe, utilizing Master Astrology. And you can find her via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will find the powerful Truth Tarot Queen Ifama, serving you nothing but the butt naked truth 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. She is also one of our faithful community members, respected and honored elder, and also offers her original and handcrafted African jewelry and products via her website link in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will find a very powerful and beautiful, special sister priestess, Gogo Nana Alana Omare, an authentic Sangoma, mother of many nations, Oshun priestess, Gogo Nana Alana Omare. Transforming lives one drumbeat at a time, assisting you to live to your fullest potential. Only contact her if you're serious about transforming on all levels. The goddess love life can be found in the Queen's Chamber of my website via her Blog Talk Radio archive player. There you will also find Racism Non-Anonymous, teaching the concepts, principles, and practices of this revolutionary 12-step program, now operating raw. Racism Non-Anonymous, uniquely designed with the African in mind, featuring Sister Abinah, Africa, and the Recovery Room via the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find faithful, committed community member, priestess in her own right, and faithful supporter of this ministry, Angelic Soap, featuring real handcrafted soap from the finest vegetable oils and other high-quality ingredients to ensure gentle cleansing with a rich, low moisturizing lather. She utilizes fair trade base oils and butters as much as possible, including raw, organic, and unrefined West African shea and African cocoa butters. She also specializes in soaps for special cleansing and ritual purposes. So please do continue to support Angelic Soap. Remember to make mention of your House of the Divine Prince 15 code for an automatic 15% reduction off of your price. The code is only good for followers of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Emeka, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central. It is for an indefinite term, and you must utilize this code HDP15 at your checkout with Teresa and Angelic. So give thanks indeed. We also show honor and reverence for Queen Alich Akushiwa, experienced Nubian jewel and African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar with essentials ranging from hair jewels and body adornments to interior decor, for a totally accessorized lifestyle, one centralized location via her web link in the Queen's chamber of my website. Also take note and honor and reverence for the King's Chamber, where you will find the Reverend Majadi Baruti and the Roof Garden and Uja Temple Ministry, teaching the worship of the African goddess, an evangelistic effort at promoting respect, worship, reverence for the sacred African feminine goddess and her divine presence among people of African descent. Hosted by the Reverend Majadi Baruti and Susan Mitchell, via their Blog Talk Radio archive player in the King's Chamber of my website. There you will also find longtime friend of many decades, Big C, featuring Temple of the Enlightened Mind, spirituality with an emphasis on raising your level of consciousness, with Big C featured in the King's Chamber of my website. There you will also find an international initiative of our members to gather as much information about the Pan-African Voodoo experience, religion, and culture via written, audio, video, images, and recording. And you will find much information that we pray will help you to better understand the voodoo culture and tradition via Hanfor Kabla Men. Now, Hanfor Kabla Men moved their website on me, but there is a link address on this site to the new location. Sometime right after the show, I'll go in and, of course, fix it so that you don't have to go through all of that. But if you do visit, let's say, in the next 12 hours, just pay attention to the link that will be displayed on the page and copy and bookmark that as the accurate link for the site. And we appreciate your support for Hanfor Kabla Men, featuring voodoo experience, voodoo practitioners internationally. I am the only American and English-speaking practitioner on the site, and the site is in French and Creole, so you will need to utilize your Google Translator if you are unfamiliar with the language. And we certainly appreciate your continued support for Hanfor Kabla Men. Do also note that on the second page of my website, www.houseofthedivinepriest.com, in the Netter Head Tour, the second page, I offer books produced and written by my sister, Wapani Savage, my mother, Vonsell Savage, by many authors, experienced authors, historians, experts in Ifa, Yoruba, Santeria, Lekome, Palo, all the Pan-African, ATR, African traditional religious diaspora. I also offer some very powerful books, a chronology of the Bible by Yusuf Ben Yakinet. And you can find that on the second page of my website. Jambalaya by Louisa Tesh on the second page of my website. And many, many more powerful books. The Book of Voodoo by Leah Gordon on the second page of my website. Haitian Voodoo, a video on the second page of my website. CDs such as Music of the Voodoo Cult by Pierre Chariza on the second page of my website, and many, many more. I'm even featuring Congo Square by Freddie Williams Evans, a local historian and author here in the New Orleans area, teacher, offering a new book, an original book on Congo Square and its history and legacy here in the beautiful, historic, and legendary New Orleans, Louisiana. You can even pick up anything Tina Marie has ever produced, Michelle Ndege Ocello, Bob Marley, Ziggy Marley, and many, many other powerful, important artists, Lauryn Hill, all on the second page of my website. You can buy crystal deodorant on the second page of my website, black soap, oil, incense, and many other products on the various pages of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And again, take note that I have added a new Congo Square New Orleans page, which will feature specifically news and current events specific to New Orleans and our Congo Square community circle. So continue to show your support and your reverence. We meet every Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time here locally in New Orleans, Louisiana, for ancestral ritual drumming, dancing, singing, and chanting, libation pouring, celebratory ceremonial offering, grassroots community gathering, Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And Baba Luther has some powerful, powerful events lined up for every Sunday in the month of June. If you are local, if you are nearby, you need to get here. This is the time to become a part of this Congo Square experience. We got some powerful celebrities from West Africa who will be present with us on Saturday, the Congo Square. On Sunday, 2 p.m. in Congo Square, we will be celebrating the Maiafra on June 2nd, I believe, this next Sunday, 2 p.m., Congo Square. I will put up a more accurate schedule and listing of the events of the month and who will be present. Just ask Baba Luther, email it to me, and I'm sure he'll get it to me sometime today. So do check back with me via Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Divine Prince. And, of course, I show my support and reverence, my love for Brother Shaka and the Golden Feather Mardi Gras Indian Gallery and African Cuisine Restaurant located at 704 North Rampart Street here locally in this beautiful, legendary, historic, and enchanted, very much haunted French Quarter, New Orleans, Louisiana. We eat there and have our dinner every Sunday, but we also have our Congo Square Armstrong Park Community Support Meeting at Golden Feather Mardi Gras Indian Gallery and African Cuisine Restaurant at 704 North Rampart, New Orleans, French Quarter, Louisiana. And I do have a video and a advertisement for Brother Shaka on my Facebook page. His local number here is 504-266-2339. And you can let him know by all means that you were referred, introduced to him via the Divine Prince during the power lunch here on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to welcome those who are with me now today, for indeed, without you, none of this could be possible for me and with me. I give humble reverence and honor to this Memorial Day, this Remembrance Day, indeed, to the square circle of gods and goddesses, prophets and prophetesses who meet here each and every day at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Quotient, and Hulu Central Live, and always in archive at your leisure and convenience. Goddess Mother of Orisha, our faithful temple priestess in California, Berkeley, California, Hakima, Divine Peace and Blessings, one of our faithful community members, Josh Slim, another powerful voice here on Blog Talk Radio and a member of our community. Susanna, another faithful, committed member of our community, we most certainly appreciate you and yours, healing, love, and light, wisdom, and understanding. And, of course, warm summer wind, we greatly appreciate your divine being and presence and all of our special guests and those who listen in via the remote Blog Talk Radio players on my website, Facebook, MySpace, High Five, and the 335 social networking sites where it is available, as well as iTunes. We greatly appreciate your continued support for the show. We are humbled indeed by your presence. Remember, our live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will address you momentarily. Indeed, all is truly a blessing. We would also like to take the time to show some support for our sponsors. Excuse me. We indeed support those who support us, and we give thanks in all things at all times. And we greatly support Stuart at www.goldmeds.com. Again, that's www.goldmeds.com. Commissioned artwork, customization, signs, film, bikes, and murals. Stuart offers pink voodoo Sasquatches, primitive new wave pirates, African Native American Rasta warriors, Mardi Gras Indians, Zulu witch doctors, bone gang, unicorns, rainbows, refractive wave patterns, monsters, glitter, goblins, trolls, extraterrestrials, Todd Score, Tim Burton, Mad Max, Alice in Wonderland, Wiki Wonka, folk art, cave painting, outsider art, and the motherland. And this is only a few words that sum up the math equation that is this primitive scatterbrain boogie-woogie and other accolade artists local here now to New Orleans from Louisville, Kentucky. Stuart of Stu Art at www.goldmeds.com. Again, that's www.goldmeds.com. And we appreciate his community. We offer continued support for Joy Guha Sakor, proprietor of Earth Odyssey, our favorite crystal mineral gem and fossil retailer located here locally in the beautiful historic New Orleans, Louisiana, in the French Quarter at 306 Chartres Street, 306 Chartres Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. And she can be found at www.EarthOdysseyNola.com, EarthOdysseyNola.com. Give thanks indeed for Earth Odyssey. We continue to show our support for our extended Congo Square community and circle, for which there are many businesses and community organizations which are a committed part of this experience. We continue to support Baba Luther Gray and Bambula 2000. We continue to show our love and support for International Arts Foundation, which can be found at www.internationalartsfoundation.com. We continue to show our support for Ashe Cultural Center, to be located at 1712 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard here in New Orleans, Louisiana. And their website can be found at www.ashecac.org, Ashe Cultural Center. Indeed, we give thanks. We continue to show our support for King and Queen Emporium International, located at 2500 Bayou Road at North Durgin Wall Street here in New Orleans, Louisiana. And their website is www.kingandqueenemporium.com, offering you body oils and burning incense, black soap, candles, resins, charcoal, shea butter, and black soap, head-to-toe body glaze, shea soufflé, buttercream, handcrafted jewelry, Bob Marley t-shirts, caps, hats, posters, and cultural items, as well as CDs and DVDs, also be found at www.kingandqueenemporium.com. And Indaye of kingandqueenemporium.com is also a powerful resource for information as it relates to community events here local to New Orleans, Louisiana at the grassroots level. And we also show our support for Indaye and Sula, who was at our Congo Square gathering on yesterday, as well as Oshun Ade of Zion Trinity. Zion Trinity, songwriters who sing in the genre of reggae, funk, jazz, African ritual music, and just about anything in between. And they can be found at www.ZionTrinityBand.com. ZionTrinityBand.com. ZionTrinityBand.com. You can also find them at www.youtube.com/ZionTrinity. And indeed, I support Ndaye and King and Queen and Foriam and Sula and her healing and powerful ministry. Sula will be guesting with us here live in coming days, where she will be singing and performing the traditional Orisha songs and Lawa songs that we use to call and show reverence and honor to the deities. And it indeed will be a powerful, powerful show. So check back with us to stay in touch to find out exactly when Sula will be appearing with us here live on Blog Talk Radio. And we sort of reasoned on this yesterday, and it should be soon and in coming days. So do follow, if you have not already done so, here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as follow with me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/TheDivineThread. We also show our support for Marcus Akinlada. Marcus Akinlada, another powerful brother locally here in the African diaspora traditions and religions, who is also a powerful artist of murals, wearable art, glassware, etc. He has a gallery at Gallery Cayenne, Gallery Cayenne, 702 Decatur Street in the legendary and haunted French Quarter, New Orleans, Louisiana. His website can be found at www.akinlana.net, www.akinlana.net. There he is featuring Shakur, Fine Artistry by Shakur, Originals, Prints, Murals, Portrait, Home Decor by Shakur. And Shakur's website is www.shakorart.com. Again, that's www.shakorart.com. And we certainly support those who support us, and we give thanks, praise, and reverence indeed. We also would like to honor Priestess Miriam Shimani, founder and queen mother of the Voodoo Spiritual Temple and Cultural Center, located at 828 North Rampart Street, right across from Congo Square. And her website is www.voodoospiritualtemple.org, www.voodoospiritualtemple.org. Indeed, we give thanks for Priestess Miriam Shimani. We show reverence for Felix Figueroa and F&F Incorporated Spiritual Church Supply, our favorite hoodoo, Ifi, Yoruba, Santeria, Lakomi Supply Shop, located at 801 North Broad Street here in the 7th Ward, New Orleans, Louisiana. Again, that's 801 North Broad Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. Their number is 504-482-5400. Do let all of these sponsors and community members know that you heard and were referred, introduced by the Divine Prince, Ty Mecca, House of the Divine Prince and Ty Potions, here on the beautiful, historic, and legendary New Orleans, Louisiana, on Blog Talk Radio. And we show reverence for Treme Villa, New Orleans African American Museum. Treme Villa, New Orleans African American Museum, located at 1418 Governor Nichols Street, in Treme, 1418 Governor Nichols Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. Their website is www.noaam.org, www.noaam.org, Treme Villa, New Orleans African American Museum. Give thanks indeed, for truly all is a blessing. I will be forward with more of the Divine Prince live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience here on Blog Talk Radio. My listen-in, as well as call-in number live during my daily broadcast, 7 days a week, daily broadcast, 12 noon U.S. Central. Standard Time is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as time and spirit do allow. So please do be patient with me. I am open to, respectful of, and appreciative of your calls, comments, requests, and concerns. And, of course, I can always be reached at my website 24 hours a day at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Again, that's www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you can locate more contact information for my various co-hosts, guests, special guests, honorable mentions, sponsors, Squared Circle, and community, respectfully, on their Blog Talk Radio profiles, but most certainly by way of me and my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of hoodoo, voodoo, obeah, wisdom, power, and overstanding at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in resolving. And again, recognize and honor those several virtual temple groups which can be found within my website, House of the Divine Prince, where I offer a variety of Pan-African, world, spiritual, religious, astrological, numerological, magical practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. Those links can be found on my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. They can be found on my main keen profile by visiting www.keen.com/divine+prince. And they can also be found on my very interesting and intriguing and popular cam page by visiting mycampage.com, mycampage.com/the divine prince. And indeed, I appreciate and need and enjoy your contributions to this community by way of the Facebook like button, by tweeting us on Twitter, by sharing us on Share This, to access the 335 social networking and blogging sites that are available. And we most certainly appreciate each and every one of your endeavors, your time, your efforts, your continued support. If you haven't done so, please follow us by clicking follow at the top of the show page in my main Blog Talk Radio profile, where you will also find the Facebook like button, the tweet button, the share this button. We most certainly appreciate you. And we also appreciate those who take the time to explore the commercial advertisements as they are placed on the show. Of course, they benefit corporate interests, but they also benefit Blog Talk Radio, and they also benefit us directly here at the House of the Divine Prince. Each and every time, no matter how many times throughout the day that you visit and pay attention to and look at these advertisements, these interesting and crazy advertisements, know that we get recognition and credit for that. Today they're featuring Freshetta, which I actually like Freshetta products, and they are featuring them at the top of the page. 8 distinctive flavor combinations in a Freshetta taste-filled package. Click here to be inspired. So please do click and see what that inspiration is all about. We appreciate your giving us that credit. And the many other advertisements that you'll find on the page, we greatly appreciate you. For you gamers, they have been including more gaming advertisements. They're featuring right now Street Fighter 2, and I'm sure a free play at Retro Games and classic games featuring Street Fighter 2. So for you gamers, do take the time to click on that link, we do get credit and recognition for your so doing. And we greatly appreciate you, humbly, respectfully. I've said it many times. I could not be here, could not do this, wouldn't have the funding to do it if it weren't for each and every one of you under the sound of my voice who say that you appreciate the show, who say that you're benefiting from the show, and show that support by sending me donations and offerings, by using my key, by utilizing the other practitioners in my group, by buying my mother's books, my sister's books, and many other products offered within the website. We most certainly recognize you, honor you, and are humbled by each and every one of you. There's someone who is sending me $5 a week right now. I could cry. Honestly, I could. Just that people would do what they can, even at the minimalist, to make sure that we stay present here with you each and every day in this square circle of prophets and kings and queens and powerful, powerful gods and goddesses, each and every one of you in your own right. So we appreciate your continued effort and support of the Divine Prince, Hi Mecca, House of the Divine Prince, Hi Folks, and Voodoo Central, as well as the organizations and people that I support, Congo Square, Golden Feather, Mardi Gras Indian Gallery, and African Cuisine Restaurant, Angelic Soap, Amiti Astrology, and all the many others. So we greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Again, our listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press that number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will address you momentarily. Remember that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. I will be full divine peace and blessing. Ashe.
Papa les ba planter hipoto eh planter hipoto papa les ba planter hipoto 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 planter hipoto di bon les ba planter hipoto planter hipoto ou papa les ba planter hipoto planté poutou. Ou va parler, va planter poutou. Ou planté poutou. Ou va parler, va planter poutou. Ou planté
Thank you. Azunke pare legba he, azunke pare legba he, pare legba me la jan ka se wosho, azunke pare le pare vodou legba,
azunke pare legba
he, azunke.
Viper and vampires, hater and perpetrator, Rasta imposters, faking Jamaicans, liars and pacifiers, rabid rabbis and pimping preachers, armchair revolutionaries, overnight psychic spiritualists, liars and backstabbers, false prophets and fearmongers, strong arm prophetizers, parasitic politicians, and all those who would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave progress, evolution of spirit, and for movement. We bind all manner of danger, seen and unseen, evil known and unknown. And we loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding into our earth plane dimension for immediate revelation and manifestation. We vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors and Aguns and all those who've gone on before us in transition. Gede, Galette, which will assist us in all that is good and righteous here and now in this present moment in time space. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with their divine being and presence. Ancestors known and unknown, spirit forces seen and unseen, and may we forever give their names praise and glory and honor, and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Shall we now, in this divine moment, manifest our most high good, our most high selves and intentions here and now for the betterment not only ourselves, but the betterment of each and every one of us. Shall we change now ourselves and the world and so-called civilization as we now know it, I, even me, to align ourselves with the will of the divine creator. As we enter now this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful of our inner walk, works, and pronunciations, and that they would project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all towards that which is pure, righteous, authentic. As we enter the inner sanctums of Hulu Central in the presence of all who ever stood with us, will stand with us in divine peace and love, unity and community, we light and illuminate our candles, constant and fervent prayer to our spirit guides and protectors, our deity, our Lawa, our Orisha. A reminder of the presence of light, even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We offer for libation, for rebirth, renewal, regeneration, re-life, if you will, of our ancestors, their fervent commitment to our forward movement, their fervent sacrifice and offering to the sustainability of our lives and our community. And again, without them, we would have no foundation upon which to stand. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions. Ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection with spirit. So hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of this divine crystalline universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us all, ever steady back into light and God consciousness. Reminding us that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it's all just an illusion and a test. one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So each and every day, in every way, I ask that divine spirit would bring me into union with you, with myself, with all creation. For indeed we are one body, one spirit, one entity. I ask that spirit would remove the obstacles that keep me from the experience of divine presence. My divine presence, your divine presence. So let me clearly perceive light, love, the voice, the vibration, the healing guidance of spirit. Walk with me into my mysteries. Replace my fears with faith, knowing, and understanding. Give me clarity to abide the mystery put along my path. I give up the need to know why things happen as they do. And I surrender my will to a higher will, to my higher will. Allow me to feel the presence of spirit as much as in change and transformation, as in peace, tranquility, and happiness. Show me the purposes for which I am born, why I am here, what I am to manifest. Align my energy to my divine purpose. I accept the tasks that emerge. I accept the challenges. I accept the challengers that develop the real I. Speed my evolution. Show me things energetically, spiritually, empathically, sympathetically, rather than have me always have to live them out. Allow me to learn by seeing, hearing, before I manifest by doing. Take away my distractions, my false voices, my illusions and misconceptions. Remove all my blocks, even me. Show me my shadow side and what I'm here to learn in becoming a balanced and conscious being. Help me to develop honor, creativity, integrity, endurance, commitment, compassion, harmony, and mercy along my path to becoming God, to becoming Goddess, to becoming one with Divine Spirit. So in this present moment in time and space, I call my Divine Spirit back into our immediate dimension for revelation and manifestation. I unplug my energy from the people, places, and things into whom and on which I have invested needlessly. I no longer finance the past or past negative, unhealthy, unhelpful memories, emotions. Help me to remember that all people in my life are here now according to a divine and perfect plan. You are helping me to fulfill my sacred contract as I am helping you to fulfill your sacred contract. So in this moment, I bless, I forgive, I release those whom I perceive as having harmed me. I ask forgiveness and release of those whom I have harmed in any way. I'm thankful for my life, and just the package is coming, just as it is unfolding. I'm thankful for my many teachers, guides, and inspiring people along my life path, those who are assisting me in my ascension, reascension, if you will, to God consciousness. And may there be always divine harmony, peace, wisdom, and understanding among us all. I will be forward momentarily. Remember that all is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Yeah.
Safia and Ashe. Give thanks, for indeed all is a blessing. We show great reverence, honor, and respect on this day to our ascended ancestors, Egungede, Galete, and all those who assist us now in what's good and righteous. We acknowledge that the American culture is celebrating Memorial Day, and for what we personally see as an extension of or representation of war. And I personally cannot validate war. I beg you, I'm sorry, you guys. Someone is interrupting my show via chat, and I have to shut it down because they're just not getting it. But again, we show reverence and honor for our ascended ancestors and all those who have given their lives for us in liberation, in community, and freedom, and in the pursuit of Pan-African spirituality and religion. And for us, indeed, that is how we choose to celebrate, recognize, and honor the day, giving all due respect and reverence to those who choose to celebrate Memorial Day for its more traditional reasons. So on this Monday, May 30th, 2011, as we share a sun now in Gemini in the 10th house, a moon in Taurus in the 9th house, Mercury in Taurus in the 9th house, Venus in Taurus in the 9th house, Mars in Taurus in the 9th house, Jupiter in Aries in the 8th house, Saturn in Libra in the 2nd house, Uranus in Aries in the 8th house, Neptune in Pisces in the 7th house, and Pluto in Capricorn in the 5th house, sharing a Taurus lunation with the sun now in its balsamic phase. I'm sorry, with the moon now in its balsamic phase in Taurus and the sun now in Gemini. We recognize the balsamic phase of the moon as the end of one cycle and the beginning of another, a time of great transition, release, transformation, renewal, and purity. It is in the phase in the cycle when current issues, current cyclical issues must be addressed, but then released. And during this phase, you reflect on the passing cycle and you prepare for the next journey, for the next endeavor, for the next moon cycle. And during this phase, it is important to separate yourselves from others, from the crowd, if you will, and go within. Make sure you are taking the time to be prayerful, to be meditative, to recognize the body temple that we inhabit through exercise and right diet, and acknowledge that all these things assist us in being adequately armored and prepared spiritually to endure, to address any challenge, any challenger, indeed any endeavor. And again, I welcome each and every one of you. Greetings, Joseph Ansong from Accra, Ghana. We greatly appreciate your being here, your being a part of the listening audience. And indeed, now that you are listening, stop using the Facebook Instant Messenger because it can be heard live on the air. If you want to continue to chat with me, please use the Block Talk Radio chat because it doesn't make any noise. But I greatly appreciate your connecting with us here and bringing in the West African vibration and energy. We certainly show you reverence and honor, and the spirits found you, and we greatly appreciate Joseph and Song from Facebook being a part of our circle here today for the first time. Divine greetings and salutations to you and all of our special guests, as well as our regular community, our supportive community, Hakima, Susanna, your Nemesis 108, your Nemesis, I apologize, your Nemesis 108, Warm Summer Wind, Goddess Mother Risha, and all of our special guests. So we certainly appreciate each and every one of you for your continued support here of the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, High Potions, and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio. We most certainly appreciate each and every one of you. I'm going to take just a short intermission. It's very necessary, trust me. And I will be back with you. All is indeed a blessing. Time out of your day, where many are now in parks and getting together with family and friends and having picnics, and this is the official start of the summer season for many of us in this part of the world. So I am very honored and appreciative for each and every one of you for taking the time out of your holiday when you could be doing so many other things. You could be relaxing. And I certainly appreciate you for being live in the chat as well as listening to me live on the phone and those who are obviously and clearly listening to me now via the players on Facebook and are chatting me away. I most certainly indeed appreciate each and every one of you. I wanted to share today, before I run out of time, the herb of the day. And indeed, I woke up with this herb deeply ingrained in spirit this morning, speaking to me, encouraging me to share this information again. And I'm going to re-add this to the show. There was a time that I did a herb of the day, and I'm going to bring that back. So today, on this May 30th, 2011, the herb of the day is dandelion. And dandelion is a powerful, powerful herb and edible plant. And it's just amazing to me the people who are willing to kill them and put pesticide on them and have no idea of the value of the plant which they are trampling and showing great disrespect. There will be a time in great disaster, if you will, in great global calamity, where we will be seeking food everywhere we can find it. And we're going to regret these decades of putting poison and pesticide into the ground and onto these edible herbs that we have now labeled as weeds. And dandelion is considered a masculine plant, and it's planetary influence is Jupiter. Its element is air, giving it a great ability to operate within the realm of spirit and spirit messenger. those of you who are gatekeepers, this is an excellent herb to drink as a tea, as well as utilize in your greed, your ritual, your ceremony. Dandelion has a powerful ability to open and connect with spirit, divination, wishes and prayers, messenger energy, hurling messages to another person, another place, another group, another entity, as well as remote Reiki and remote healing. The deity governing Dandelion is Heket. And Heket is the Egyptian name superimposed on the Egyptian goddess Heket, H-E-K-E-T, Heket. And Heket was considered the deity of midwifery, if you will, in ancient Egypt. Was a part of the tradition of bringing life and fertility into the world. Heket was a frog-headed goddess of creation and childbirth. She is the moon, which since earliest times was understood to be linked with the ebb and flow of water and of fertility. Thus, she is associated with the germination of grain and herbs and food that grows and sprouts in a time of fertility, which for us we strongly associate with the spring. Heket is one of eight deities associated with creation. She is considered to be the consort of Khnum, the ram-headed god. And Heket is the one who instills the spark of life into the body that Khnum molds out of clay. Khnum was said to be the deity who physically created the human body on a clay molding or potter's wheel in ancient Egyptian culture and religious understanding. During childbirth, women wore amulets. And Heket was a goddess of childbirth, creation, and grain germination, but also, again, of childbirth and midwifery. And so she would be a common amulet worn during this period, symbolized typically in a frog, a healthy frog sitting on a platform with a magical inscription of some sort. And Heket is the one who is depicted as a frog or a woman with the head of a frog, portraying her connection with water, germination, but also fertility. She was particularly associated with the latter stages of labor as opposed to pregnancy itself. And in this way, the title of servant of Heket would have been given to priestess who were trained as midwives. Now, she, as all the deities, made their way down through the centuries and remanifested into other deities. And in the voodoo tradition, Heket would be Erzuli, the three Erzulis. In Greek mythology, Hecate, which is H-E-C-A-T-E, she was paired with the three fates, which were said to determine all of our paths and the path of life, and actually knitted or crocheted and had to continue to do so forever in order to maintain the world as we now know it. So we utilize Dandelion as a spring tonic, but also as an energy booster, something that helps to build energy, produce energy, particularly within the seventh chakra area, which operates in the realm of consciousness, spirit, prayer, meditation. This Egyptian goddess was said to produce thousands of frogs in the Egyptian Nile area associated with the flood each year, which brought fertility, which brought life, which brought fruitfulness and meditation. And indeed, we utilize dandelion to bring about fruitfulness and meditation in our spiritual works, but also within. So it indeed has a reputation for being curative as it relates to appetite. It's a diuretic. It also increases bowel flow. It is said to assist with the kidneys and the urinary tract, if you will. Traditionally, both dandelion leaf and root have been used to treat liver, gallbladder, kidney ailments, weak digestion, and rheumatism. They are also considered mildly laxative. And the fresh root or its preparations are thought to be more potent than the dried root. The leaves have traditionally been used as a diuretic. Besides their culinary uses as coffee substitute, it's a great coffee substitute to dry the dandelion root and then grind it, if you will, in a coffee grinder, but also to utilize the leaves as a salad ingredient. The root and the leaf of this pervasive weed / herb of the aster family has also been used in traditional medicine, and dandelion is grown commercially in both the United States and Europe. So again, it's kind of crazy to me that we classify it as a weed, that we continue to kill it, and that many of you are going to GNC and buying it in a box and paying something like $10 for it. I would suggest harvesting it in the wild, but being careful of where you harvest. You definitely don't want to harvest where you know people spray chemicals. Certain park areas, certain schools, you know, you want to search in more natural, untouched environments. Abandoned lots can be good sources for several herbs, dandelion just being one. Particularly in older neighborhoods, we have a lot of older neighborhoods here in New Orleans. So you may have an old antebellum mansion that hasn't been used in forever, which will still have tracings and plants and productive sprouting of older, far gone gardens and kitchen, what they used to call kitchen gardens, which would have edible and curative herbs in them. Dandelion root and leaf are widely used in herbal medicines in both the United States and Europe. The leaves are diuretic but also high in potassium, so they help to compensate for potassium loss with increased urination. Bitter compounds in the leaves and roots increase bile secretion in laboratory animals for more than 40%. So the leaves are prescribed as a diuretic in cases of water retention, the bloating accompanied by flatulence, and a loss of appetite. The bitter compounds in dandelion root help stimulate digestion and are mildly laxative in activity. The roots have been shown to be moderately anti-inflammatory, which supports their traditional use in the treatment of rheumatism. The root is used for loss of appetite as a diuretic or disorders associated with inhibited bile secretion of the liver, but also for the symptoms that we associate with these conditions: lack of energy, oversleeping, low spirit, feelings of depression, particularly coming out of the winter months, which is why it's often a spring tonic, where we don't get enough vitamin D, enough sun, enough activity, enough leafy green fruits and vegetables. So it's commonly used in many paths this time of year. The dried leaf and root capsules, tinctures, tablets are available in the American stores, you know, GNC, many other commercial outlets. But I, again, strongly suggest growing them, harvesting them naturally or in the wild. They often sell extracts in 25% water and are preferred for bowel flow stimulation as the active compounds are more soluble in alcohol than in water. And indeed, we make our own. We collect bottles, jars, mason jars. We believe in recycling. And we sterilize and clean them really good. And then we will add our herbs, our roots, depending on the ailment, depending on the symptoms, depending on the magical purpose. And we will add them to olive oil or jojoba oil or our own 100-proof alcohols, depending upon, again, the usage for the product. There are considered some cautions. The German Commission E monograms on dandelion leaf and root indicate that in cases of gallstones, dandelion products should be used only under a physician's supervision. If bowel ducts are obstructed, dandelion should not be used at all. The milky latex in fresh dandelion leaves may cause contact dermatitis. So be careful about how you're harvesting, and particularly in snapping or breaking those green stems with the yellow flower tops and the females, they call them, with the white seed tops, you know, the white fluffy tops that fly away in the wind. Many of you remember this from childhood. If you break those stems, there's a white milky latex substance that's present. For some people, they can have a slight, nothing like poison ivy, but a slight dermatitis reaction to this. Of course, we in hoodoo and voodoo have other uses for that sap, so get with me on that. Bitter herbs such as dandelion root may also cause hyperacidity in some individuals, so you don't want to overutilize this product. And just for comparison, coffee can also cause overacidity for some people, particularly certain commercial coffees. So often I will change infrequently what coffee I drink, the paint, the brand, the type. If you are a coffee drinker, you shouldn't consistently drink the same coffee every single day, every month, every year. And particularly without water and other fluids. Again, dandelion can be great for appetite stimulation as a diuretic, as a motivator, if you will, of increasing of bowel flow. And again, as always, I am available to assist you in more specific information, referrals, and usages of any of the information that you hear here on my show live each and every day at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potion Brand Voodoo Central. A great stone, a great crystal to utilize along with your tinctures and your spring tonic, your lion drink. Some people call it a lion drink because the dandelion was often associated with lion's tooth. Some people in the ancient world actually called dandelion lion's tooth because the leaves, the yellow flower top, those green spiky leaves were thought to have the resemblance of lion's tooth. And also note that there are four varieties commonly overlooked of dandelion, but they all typically produce the same healing, curative, as well as magical and ritual usages and properties. So again, I'm always available to help you personalize any of my information for any endeavor. I strongly speak against doing anything across the board. Everything has to be personalized. Just as we have personalized diets, we all can't eat fish, we all can't eat meat, we all can't eat certain things or be exposed to certain things. So I'm I'm always available 24 hours a day to assist you in any endeavor and the usages of your implements, minerals, stones, herbs, etc. And the stone that I strongly suggest to utilize along with your dandelion is citrine. Citrine is rare, though it is, because of its color. Yellow doesn't occur very often in nature. We see it in dandelion, we see it in a few other flowers, bees, and of course in the mineral kingdom, but in comparison, it's a rarer color. So we utilize the citrine to associate it, to connect with the power of the sun. It is considered to be the crystallization, if you will, of the vibration, the energy of the sun. And citrine operates in the sixth and seventh chakras, and above those chakras associated with the head and with consciousness, self-confidence, discipline, personal power, abundance, prosperity, generosity, creativity, physical strength, confidence, stability, energy, comfort, career, success, life, enjoyment, mental and emotional clarity, problem solving, memory enhancement, willpower, optimism, confidence. And I strongly suggest purchasing your citrine through my contact, Joy Sakar, at earthodysseynola.com, www.earthodysseynola.com, NOLA, N-O-L-A, earthodysseynola.com. And the reason being, there are many citrines out there on the market that are heat-enhanced quartz. They are quartz. Citrine is in the quartz family. It is brother or sister to clear quartz. But it's a commercial trick, if you will, to mass-produce citrine, giving it a very fake, brilliant yellow color. Going back to my earlier comment that yellow is truly a rare color in nature, true yellow. So often, pure citrine will not have that bright, 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 vibrant yellow. That's a warning sign that it's been heat-treated. So it's very difficult, unless you are experienced, in being able to determine heat-treated citrine. Other stones, like heat-treated amethyst, are slightly easier to detect. So I strongly offer you to contact me. I'll go down there. I'll pick out your stones myself, and I'll know what you have and how to tell you how to use it. Citrine brings happiness, joy, optimism into any endeavor. One of only two minerals on the planet which does not hold or accumulate negative energy, but dispels and transforms it. Contact me for what the other stone is. You don't have to ever cleanse citrine because it doesn't hold any negativity. Citrine energizes and invigorates, promotes warmth, comfort, and energy. And these are the things that you want to think about, visualize, meditate on when operating with your citrine. Men are drawn to golden citrine for its courage and self-discipline, getting tasks done, developing self-worth, and mastering the ego are all achieved through the energies of citrine. Women like and love the energy of citrine for its ability to bring brightness, to bring light, to bring joy to any situation or environment. Again, its color is a golden or a light yellow quartz. If it's brilliant, chances are it's heat-treated. Balances digestion, like dandelion, acid indigestion, so again, it's great to use with dandelion, which can increase acidity if it used improperly or used excessively. So it's a great stone to use with dandelion. for his acid indigestion ability, properties, healing properties. It's great in food disorders, allergies, and even diabetes. Get that large citron for you diabetics. Cleanse your spleen, your liver, your kidneys. It helps to alleviate constipation, kidney and bladder infections, urinary problems, blood circulation, poor circulation, anemia, good for asthma, and in the treatment of emotional trauma. Citrine can also, on a higher vibrating level within the higher chakras, we just sort of operated within the first, second, and third chakras. At the fourth, fifth, and sixth chakras, it can operate with narrow-mindedness, people who have fixed ideas, particularly those ideas that limit your ability to grow and to connect with spirit. Citrine can help to reduce anxiety and fear and depression. And finally, it is a spiritual axiom, that greatest way to achieve and ensure success is by doing others, is by assisting and doing for others. And citrine helps to vibrate that message, that energy, in everything that you do, say, believe, becoming a part of your demonstration. As the universe sees that you are responsible, holding stewardship of finances and resources, it will continue to flow energy and economics to you and keep that energy moving for you. So it is a stone that we commonly offer to oceans who govern love and relationships, but also money, and will assist in stewardship over finance, resources, and will keep the energy as it relates to the economy moving with you and for you naturally. This is a stone of success in all walks of life. It should be part of anyone's gemstone collection. If you don't have any citrine, contact me, contact Joy at earthodysseynola.com. And if you don't have citrine and you have not been very successful in your endeavors, perhaps balancing yellow energy within you and around you will remove that block. Citrine is a favorite stone of lawyers and entrepreneurs. It's a great for usage for people in school, college, learning, tests, athletic events, overcoming obstacles, and disease. Some of you find using the computer, using the internet frustrating. Massage a nice piece of citrine in your right hand. It will remove the stress. It will help you to breathe and to step into your divine connection to serenity and tranquility. It is for those who are operating in the 12-step program with Sister Avinow. It is a first step stone. The only step you have to do perfectly is that first step. Excellent stones support you on your new journey and keep you on your path to success. It is particularly good for beginners in any type of 12-step program, giving support and self-confidence where they need it the most. Citrine in the Native American tradition is considered the coyote stone. In the African past, it is considered the lion stone. And according to legend, both of these animals are said to have placed tricks and forces and other magical implements, if you will, along our path to develop strength, to develop cunning, to develop endurance. I invoke endurance every day in all that we do. So we honor citrine today in all of its usages, and we indeed will continue as we move forward on this new schedule each and every day, 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time, here live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience. We will continue to have the stone of the day, the herb or root of the day, as well as all the other powerful information that you have come to know, appreciate, and expect here with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central, live and always in archive here on Blog Talk Radio. Indeed, I show great honor, reverence, and respect to each and every one of you for your divine light, love, presence, warriorship, radical activism. Indeed, I am humbled in divine namaste at the feet of each and every one of you present who keep me here with you each and every day on Blog Talk Radio. Warm summer wind, your nemesis 108, Susanna, Hakima, all of our special guests, goddess mother of Orisha, our live callers on the phone line at 347-215-8967. We truly are honored by your listening, by your support. Those who are listening now remotely via the remote players all over the web, we greatly appreciate you. We invite you to click follow on my page for our guests. We invite you to open your free account, become a part of our community, share with us as we share with you, support us as we support you, and know that I am truly here with you and for you, each and every one of you, in your many endeavors. I can be reached always, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Susanna can tell you my Facebook never goes off. My Yahoo never goes off. I'm always present on AOL. Everywhere, I'm here. But you can find me most importantly at my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. You can also visit me on my main Keen profile by visiting www.keen.com/divine-prince. You can find me on my main live person profile by visiting www.liveperson.com/divine-prince. You can find me on my Desto page by visiting www.destle.com/the-divine-prince. And you can always find me 24 hours a day on my camp page, mycamppage.com/the-divine-prince. And of course, add me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-divine-prince. Know that I'm here with you and for you in any endeavor. Indeed, all is truly a blessing. If this is a holiday for you, enjoy your holiday. This is your family reunion, your social gathering. Enjoy. Those who celebrate Memorial Day, we humbly honor your right to do so. Again, I personally choose not to reinforce and celebrate war on any level, so I choose to honor the memory of those who have given, offered, sacrificed blood, sweat, tear, and our liberation and our forward movement in building a platform in which we have to stand on here and now in this divine moment to be God, to be goddess, to be prophet, prophetess, king, queen, minister, evangelist, Babalawo, Ifa, priestess, priest, whatever you be, whatever God has divinely created you to be, let it be here and now in this divine moment. Stop trying, stop working to get there, stop preparing to get there. Just be, one moment at a time, right now, and you will wake up at some point and realize that you are, and indeed always truly have been. So we invite you to be present with us in this square circle of gods and goddesses, kings and queens, prophets and prophetesses, here each and every day, 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time, live and in archive, always from the beautiful, historic, enchanted, legendary, and very much most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana. Lafayette Cemetery number 2 is where I'm hailing from at this very moment. And until tomorrow, we show you great love, honor, support, and reverence. And, of course, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity to my Congo Square circle and community, Baba Luther, Jamila, all the many others, Bobo Kofi. We greatly appreciate you and that religious, spiritual, cultural, historical, legendary gathering that we have each and every Sunday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Congo Square on Rampart Street here in the beautiful, historic New Orleans, Louisiana. We show you great love, reverence, and support. And until tomorrow at high noon, all is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free to live with love. I'm not gonna slow my stride.
logo malade, mes enfants mots. Papa logo malade, bougez mes enfants mots. Après des lits, on va dire, avant bagage, ça y est, changé.
Papa logo malade, mes enfants mots.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Bye. Guamo, we